This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hurricane Dorian relentlessly battered Grand Bahama Island on Tuesday, even as the powerful storm began to edge closer to the mainland U.S. in the southern state of Florida. Dorian, packing sustained winds of 175 kilometers an hour with higher gusts, was classified as a Category 2 storm, diminished from when it first slammed into the Bahamas as a most dangerous Category 5. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis told reporters at a Monday news conference there were 5 confirmed deaths on Abaco Island where Dorian struck before moving on to Grand Bahama.
This is the time for us as Bahamians to show our love, our care, and our compassion for our fellow brothers and sisters.
Minnis said initial reports from Abaco were of devastation that is unprecedented and extensive. What the storm did to Grand Bahama will become more clear as it moves away and authorities are able to survey the island. Walmart says it will discontinue sales of ammunition for handguns and some assault-style rifles in stores across the United States. That's in response to the recent mass shootings in Texas and Ohio. The largest U.S. arms retailer had been under pressure to change its policies on gun sales. Walmart has said it will discontinue handgun sales in Alaska. That's the only state where it still sells that type of gun. Walmart already ended sales of assault rifles and raised the minimum age for gun purchases to 21, and this latest move will leave it focused on weapons for hunting, including deer rifles, shotguns, and related ammunition. Pope Francis is making a historic visit to Mozambique this week. He's starting a three-nation Africa tour. It's the Pope's second trip to sub-Saharan Africa. He first visited in 2015, going to Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. You're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam is being characterized today as saying that she should step down, being responsible for the 3 months of protests. Media accounts broadly are reporting that she purportedly admitted her part in the political upheaval by virtue of this recording from last week.
For a chief executive to have caused this huge havoc to Hong Kong is unforgivable. It's just unforgivable. If I have a choice, the first thing is to quit.
That recording inspired the report that she would apologize for actions and resign if she had a choice. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam told a group that is not quite what she meant.
In a private session, I just attempted to explain that as an individual, given the very difficult circumstances, might be it was an easy choice to leave. But I told myself repeatedly in the last 3 months that I and my team should stay on to help Hong Kong.
This as tens of thousands of students joined together on Monday, boycotting classes and demanding that the government heed the demands of pro-democracy protesters who've been rallying in the streets for nearly 3 months. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the country will never have direct talks with the United States, but would consider multilateral negotiations if all sanctions are lifted. Sam Holder has more.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has ruled the country out of ever taking part in bilateral talks with the U.S.
We do not and never had an intention of mutual talks with the U.S.
But during the same speech to Iran's parliament on Tuesday, he said if all sanctions were lifted, the U.S. could join multilateral talks with the other countries involved in the 2015 nuclear deal. The measures were reimposed by U.S. President Donald Trump last year after he pulled out of the nuclear deal signed under President Obama. It has led to increased confrontation between Iran and the U.S.
That's Reuters' Sam Holder reporting. A Taliban vehicle bomb late on Monday in the Afghan capital, Kabul, killed at least 16 people and wounded 119, officials say. A Taliban spokesman told the Associated Press the attack was a response to raids by U.S. and Afghan forces on civilians in other parts of the country. While he acknowledged there should be less harm to civilians, he said they shouldn't be living near such an important foreign compound. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.